Title 3.2, The Basics of Animal Communication. Communication is a central element of animal behavior. It allows individuals of the same species to exchange information, coordinate their actions, and maintain social bonds. Animals use a wide variety of signals to communicate, which can be visual, acoustic, olfactory, or tactile. Among the visual signals are postures, facial expressions, and body movements. For example, a dog wagging its tail generally expresses a positive emotional state, while ears pinned back and a crouched body indicate fear or submission. In many species, the colors and patterns of the fur or plumage also play an important role in communication, especially to signal social status, aggression, or sexual attractiveness. Acoustic signals include vocalizations, such as barking, meowing, or bird songs, but also non-vocal sounds, such as the drumming of woodpeckers or the tooth clicking of beavers. These signals can serve to attract a partner, defend a territory, alert fellows of danger, or maintain contact within a group. In elephants, infrasound, very low-frequency sounds, even allows communication over several kilometers. Olfaction plays a crucial role in the communication of many mammals. Pheromones, chemical substances released by an individual and detected by others, transmit information about the identity, reproductive status, or emotional state. Olfactory marking of territory, for example by urine or specialized gland secretions, is common in carnivores like wolves or cats. In ants, pheromones serve to trace paths to food sources. Finally, tactile communication involves physical contacts such as licking, mutual grooming, and caressing. These behaviors play an important role in strengthening social bonds and easing tension within a group. In primates, grooming is a major social activity that takes up a large part of individuals' time and reflects the hierarchy and alliances within the group. It is important to note that animal communication is often multimodal, meaning it involves several types of signals simultaneously. For example, a cat that meows while rubbing against its owner combines acoustic, olfactory, and tactile signals to express its affection and need for attention. All this knowledge about animal communication allows a better understanding of the relationship between the animal and its owner. However, even though it is beneficial, this information is not essential skills required for a grief coach for pet loss. The role of a grief coach for pet loss primarily focuses on providing emotional aid and support to grieving individuals to enable them to understand and manage their pain and get through this difficult period. Key points to remember: communication is essential to animal behavior to exchange information, coordinate actions, and maintain social bonds. Animals use a variety of signals to communicate: visuals, postures, facial expressions, body movements, colors and patterns, acoustics, vocalizations and non-vocal sounds, olfactory, pheromones and territorial marking, and tactile, physical contacts like licking and mutual grooming. Each type of signal fulfills specific functions like attracting a partner, defending a territory, warning of danger, maintaining contact in a group, conveying information about identity, reproductive status, or emotional state. Animal communication is often multimodal, combining several types of signals at the same time. Even though understanding animal communication is beneficial, it is not an essential skill for a grief coach specialized in pet loss, whose primary role is to provide emotional support to grieving individuals.